美国哥伦比亚广播公司的一篇报道说呢，有美国专家称，消费者对于食品包装上的保质期经常处于搞不清楚的状态，这样呢，既容易导致食物的浪费，也会对消费者的健康产生威胁。在国外呢，保质期的标注方法不像中国那么简单。在中国呢，过期了就是东西坏了，不能吃了，可以扔了。如果你注意到一些外国的食品上的包装呢，你会发现有些包装上标注 expiration date， 也就是说这个过期的时间，或者呢 best if used by date， 就是在某某日期之前食用最佳，有时候呢又会是 sell by date， 这个指的是在这个日期之前可以售卖，但是之后呢就要下架。CBS News reports experts say consumers often get confused by date labeling on food products and end up either keeping spoiled food around too long or throwing away perfectly good food unnecessarily, costing us billions of dollars. In a new survey by the Public Health and Safety Organization NSF International, researchers found that people have trouble understanding and differentiating between common food label terms such as expiration date, best if used by date, and sell by date. Consequently, almost half of Americans do not throw away food until they see mold or color changes. And 17% of Americans say they just toast food when it starts to smell.
But how much easier can it be made? I mean, apart from the fact that the word expiration is a horrible, clumsy Americanism. You know, expiry is a shorter word and it makes the point. I mean, why can't people understand when it says expiry date, it means the date it's going to expire? I mean, it doesn't take a genius in the English language to understand this. And best if used by date, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know, I mean, why can't people understand these labels? Why?
Yeah, because some labels are referring to the quality, but
yes,
others
that's right.
refers to the safety.
True.
You know,
so. For example, best if used by, it means that the product is at its best if you use it by a certain date, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it has gone off by that date.
Mm-hmm.
You could still eat it after that date because that is not the expiry date. So, yes, there is some confusion possible. Generally, I think that Americans, being very sensible people, are just going by their noses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and which I think is what most of us do, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but why not doing it just what we do here in China, only one expiration date away?
Well, but in China, as I understand it, you have the date it was produced.
Yeah, and also the expiration date, which means
that
after the date, we cannot eat that anymore.
For me, it would seem to make sense if you just had one date on it, as you said, saying this product might not be safe to eat after, and then stamp the date on there.
All about safety, that means.
That's right. The authors of a review paper called Comprehensive Reviews in Food Science and Food Safety said that the lack of understanding of different date labeling terms may encourage people to throw food away too soon and therefore contribute to food waste, which is already a significant problem in developed countries.
Yeah, and the authors called for increased collaboration between food manufacturers and regulatory agencies to provide a better and more uniform food labeling system.
And the other one, sell by date. Many people think that sell by date means that, you know, that's when you should throw it away. But not necessarily. I mean, that's really for the retailers. That's for the shopkeepers to tell them when to take it off the shelves. It doesn't mean that you can't eat it after the sell-by date. It is a little bit confusing, you know.
Yeah.
When we started this story, I thought, why can't people understand these relatively simple terms? Now I do understand, because it is much more confusing than you think when you first start to think about it.
Yeah.
So I think we do need a simpler system.